for electric stove has burners, they have caps, they call it. Uh-huh. And you take one of those out, that pot, it actually fits down in there. Uh-huh. And that's the way she cooked with her pot most of the time. And she also has the black cast iron tea kettle that she still uses. And she keeps it sitting down on one of those caps sometimes. She just takes that cap out of the stove and it fits down in the stove.
Do you have any of those things yourself?
I don't have any, but now my sister-in-law, she collects that type of stuff, you know. But I don't have one of those black iron, any of that black iron stuff, except the skillets. I have the black iron skillets. But you know, it's really a collector's item nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
And Mother's still cooking in her.
Why might you put flowers in?
Well, just flower pots or...
Mm-hmm. Is that growing flowers or?
Mm-hmm.
What about if they're cut?
Vases or?
Okay. And say if you were setting the table, you'd put out a plate and then you'd give everyone a what?
Knife and a fork and a spoon.
Okay. And say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out
steak knife.
Huh?
Steak knife.
Okay. But if you put out several of these, you know, you say you'd have several steak
knives.
Okay. And, say, after you've cleared the table and put the food away, then the next thing you have to do is...
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And what do you call that cloth or rag you use when you're washing the dishes?
Well, see, I say a dish rag.
Okay. And what about when you're drying them?
I call it a drying rag.
Okay. And the thing that you used to bathe your face with?
I call it a wash rag.
Okay. And then you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she runs clear water over them and she...
Rinses them.
Okay. And say if you wanted to get some water, you'd go to the sink and you'd turn on the...
faucet.
Huh?
The faucet.
Okay. And what about something similar to that that you might have in the yard to hook your hose up to?
Well, I'd say outside faucet now. Some people say spigot.
Okay. What about something that flour used to come in a long time ago, these big...
The flour barrels.
Okay. And what about molasses? Where did that come in?
You mean, well, of course, we always had it used in buckets when we bought it at home. Molasses buckets.
Do you ever hear another expression used, say if you had about six gallons, you'd call that a...
A stand of molasses is when we had in large stands or something, we call them stand of molasses.
Okay. Okay, on a barrel, you know, say if you had a, something that, say if you had a barrel used for water, and you had something on there that you could, turn to get the water.
Well, just like in my granddaddy's store, he had a vinegar barrel when I was a child, and that's why everybody that came to the store to get vinegar, is what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They would bring their own jug. Mm-hmm. And he would, I called it a little old pump.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a little old pump. And they pumped the vinegar.
You ever have something that, on a barrel though, that you could turn down at the bottom to let the water run out, or vinegar run out? Something that's similar to a faucet.
Oh, well, offhand I can't even think what you cut, but back I can remember when the men that worked in the field had these little, they were little small barrels, water barrels, they call it, and they had a little,